I've got several friends at a local Methodist church. And at this church, they've replaced one of their regular worship services with a coffee house called Hebrews Joe. Now, my buddies serve as the baristas, and several of them even play in the band, so I've gotten to know them pretty well, and we talk about this often when we get together for some cheap beer. Latte in hand, praise songs in the background, and some conversation about Jesus. Frankly, the service is a testimony to the Starbucks culture that we all live in. Now, last Monday night we got together and I asked them what are you doing special for this Lenten season? And they looked at me pretty dumbfounded, kind of a blank stare, and didn't offer much except that they were offering a new macchiato on their menu and I should come and try it one of these days. Now, I will admit that a latte or macchiato would be really good, especially compared to the decaf coffee at St. Paul's. I mean, it fills our kettles every Sunday and doesn't do much for us. Liturgical churches continue to lead the liturgical calendar in favor of modern innovations. One would expect this plethora of self-developed services at the various non-denominational denominational churches or some freewheeling denominations. But you wouldn't expect the absence of the Lenten message at a historic church. Unfortunately, the 40 days of Lent have become little more than an afterthought in many churches. For these churches, the liturgical calendar has been replaced by innovative sermons, series on empowerment, love, purpose, and even a driven life. Just take a survey of the various churches that you know of and see how many of them are walking the Lenten journey this year. What a contrast this year is compared to last year's uproar as the church and the world viewed the Passion of the Christ. Churches that hadn't reflected on Lenten themes and a journey through the wilderness were all about this Jesus and this Passion. Churches whose theology of glory normally reflects a trip down Rodeo Drive in Hollywood versus 40 years in the wilderness love this movie. Suddenly, the Passion was big business, with movie theaters full of evangelicals searching for some new connection to faith. Churches that deny Christ in baptism, deny Christ in the supper, suddenly found Christ on a giant screen with a theater full of strangers. Thousands of churches rented entire movie theaters to experience the suffering of Christ and to somehow draw closer to him. Now, the first time I will admit that I really experienced the breadth of Lent was in this chapel. Frankly, when I lived in Tahoe, Lent had always been in the throes of winter, a busy time at the newspaper, and my interests were in work, skiing, and the upcoming powder days. Maybe this Lenten awakening was also your experience when you came to the seminary. Today's text tells us about the Israelites' dealings with God. One sees the afflictions and the provisions that they received. God humbled the Israelites by leaving them to suffer hunger from the want of food, and then supplying them with food in a miraculous manner. The Israelites needed to be taught that their whole life depended on God, who could, by his own creative power, without anything ordinary, sustain them in life. Lent arrives and gives us a glimpse into the 40 days leading up to Easter. We reflect on the 40 days of Christ's temptation in the wilderness. We are blessed to be able to identify ourselves with the Lord's fast and ordeal in the wilderness which he bore for us. But let's face it, you really don't want to go to the wilderness alone. Like the old American Express commercial, "Don't Leave Home Without It," you are willing to travel to the wilderness as long as you have your credit cards and a cell phone to call for help. You and your selfish nature would rather stress the finished work of Christ and the fact that he accomplished everything that you will leave no room at all for any participation in the journey. Now, no, you don't add to the events of Christ's pilgrimage. You can't claim merit to Christ's work, nor add to his work. However, you are part of the body of Christ. And as part of his body, you are drawn through Lent into his sufferings. you are even crucified with him. Self-denial was thrust upon the Israelites as they wandered in the wilderness. They walked into the unknown with little comfort and knowledge of their future. Yet God provided them with manna from heaven and sustained them for 40 years. Let's face it, denial is not in most people's vocabularies. Lent asks you to ponder Christ's self-denial as he denied himself for you in the wilderness. It draws you near to the mystery of Christ bearing temptation for you in his flesh, and how in this life your flesh, which failed, now triumphs because of Christ's triumph. During these 40 days, you are also led slowly toward the most holy of dread of all events, the Passion of Christ, not the 3-hour movie, but the reality of a 40-day pilgrimage that takes us to the cross. Think about it. How can you arrive at Holy Week with your heart unexamined, full of foolishness, levity, and ego? If you lose focus of the cross, you lose focus of Christ, and the journey has lost its meaning. The Israelites were together on their passage through the wilderness. They were God's promised people, and he provided for their care. This isn't a journey that you walk alone and unaccompanied. Like Israel, you go on this journey with the families of the seminary community and with the millions of believers around the world who journey to the cross of Christ. God has also made a plan to care for you during this journey. It doesn't matter if this journey you travel is 40 days or 40 years. The journey that began at your baptism when many of you were still a baby in your mother's arms continues through this day. You received a promise at baptism, the promise of salvation because of the washing and regeneration that can only come from Christ. You continue to take care of even as you make your way through the seminary. God feeds you, blesses you, and cares for you as he has promised. The seminary life can't compare to the 40 years of the Israelites, the 40 years they spent in the wilderness. The seminary can't compare to Christ's 40 days of temptation in the wilderness. Ultimately, the Christian's Lenten journey finds its end, its culmination in the cross, the true passion, where your Lord gives his life for you and on the third day rises so that you will rise too. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Amen.